Welcome to Questcast, your weekly adventure through games. With us today is me and Caitlin only. last week we had Panda KB, but back to the old crew, as they say.
The OG.
The OG. What does that stand for?
Original Gangster.
Oh yeah, of course it does. That makes sense. Anyway, this week is the start of GamesCon, which is a Germany games convention. Not surprisingly by the name. It's in Cologne. Is that how Cologne's pronounced? Like Germany, Cologne?
I don't know.
I imagine it is.
It could be.
I should know, but I don't. Anyway, let's get into it.
Cologne.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, in Germany, Cologne. That sounds not right.
It's fine.
So, yeah, GamesCon this week. The International for Dota. That has the biggest prize pool of any esports.
Woo!
Okay.
10,000 battle points, baby.
Yeah, so they just passed a threshold that gives all of its users 10,000. Some things between Steam and Twitch. We'll talk about that a bit later, but let's get into it. So starting with Dota, Gabe Newell announced the beta for Artifact launching while at the Dota 2 TI opening. He specifically mentioned if your ticket that you bought for the TI to physically go there, if you're physically at TI, you would get access to the beta in September, if you connected it to your Steam account, that is.
Yes.
A few things have been noted, that there will be a lot of heroes in Artifact that aren't coming to Dota. They are kind of like there to fill out the lore around other characters.
Yep.
So it makes me want to play it because I do care about the lore of the characters.
Mm.
Unfortunately. But we'll see how that goes. I don't like TCGs.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm playing a card game, I want to sit around a table and play it with people in real life and have the cards.
Game. Yeah.
It feels so much better to physically have the cards for me.
Yeah.
Which sucks. I would love to play Gwent from
There's probably going to be an actual set of cards.
Yeah, but they'll be more not ceremonial. What's the word? More for show than they are.
Yeah. But if you wanted to play it, you could.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I mean.
Maybe. We'll see. There'll be a lot of cards, I imagine. So that's they're also showing the game at PAX West. So that was the same. That's now as well, I think, or soon. So that's why they weren't showing it at Dota TI.
Yep.
Dota 2 TI. Moving forward in life and back in time and back forward in time. Life is Strange 2. So we saw more of this. We got a lot more information. It's coming September 27th, episode 1. I've realized I forgot how much I hate episodic stuff because I want I want the whole thing and I want to play it.
Yeah.
I want to play it now. It's going to be hard for me to play the first because I'm going to get the first one. And do that. So yeah. Panda KB, Chris, he was saying the other day, he was just like, oh, I want to release, because he's working on a game. And he said, I want to release it as shareware. And I'm like, oh, why don't you do that? He's just like, you release a bit of it for free and you pay for the rest. I'm like, oh, so episodic content. He's like, no, but the first part's free. I'm like, yeah, so episodic content.
Yeah.
And he didn't realize that all these games have the first episode free because he's like, no, I bought the whole thing. I'm like, it's bought as a pack, but you can get the first episode for free.
Yeah.
Because that's how all of them try and sink people into it. And he, the look in his eyes of, opening his world, I'm like, you can call it shareware, but, everyone would be like, oh, shareware? Why would I want to buy into that?
Mm.
Whereas if you just call it, episodic content or, an episodic game or something like that, that's, today's standard of it.
Yeah.
So that's a little tidbit there. But, yeah, Life is Strange 2. It is about two brothers, Sean and Daniel Diaz from... what we can see, they are Spanish and they're trying to get from Seattle back to their hometown somewhere in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. So that makes them Mexican, not Spanish.
They both speak Spanish. I don't know the difference between them.
I think. Unless, I don't know. I don't know the...
They're not Spaniards, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I might be completely wrong on that.
They are technically Mexican. I thought both Mexicans and...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I might be wrong. People from
Spain were both Spanish.
I don't think that is true, but I might be wrong.
I might be wrong as well. We might learn things together one day. Anyway, not much was revealed around their powers besides, like, something happens at a police scene that we saw from the teaser a while ago.
Yeah.
In this trailer, you see the end of that and them kind of going on their hitchhiking adventure. So I can only assume something happens to their parents and they're trying to get back to their hometown.
Yeah.
And it is rumored or hinted at that their powers have relate to each other. So you might need both, like, the power is between both of them rather than a single character, like in Life is Strange and The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit. I am interested of how they're going to involve The Adventures of Captain Spirit, because they said it's going to, you'll find more about Chris in Life is Strange too.
Yeah, maybe so they bump into him.
They must
something.
Come across him.
Yeah.
It's going to be like this really cheap experience, I think, between them and Chris, and it's going to be like, that's what
or
I waited
he might
for.
Team up with them or something. I don't know.
That'd be pretty cool.
Just a little tidbit.
We both said tidbit this stream and or this thing, and I don't like it. Yep.
Where was I? Oh yeah. Mexico gained its independence from Spain in the early 19th century.
All right. So. They're not Spanish, but they're Spanish.
Yeah. They're of the same vein, I believe.
Yeah, because I've never known what to call it either. Like, are they... Because they're not Spaniards, but, like, because they both speak Spanish. Because they don't speak Mexican.
I'm not... Judging by that, if they gained independence from Spain, I don't think they want to be known as Spanish.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know. It's not for us to say or talk about. It's not about games either, so let's move on.
It is.
So I guess it's to do with this.
Mexican people in games.
Right, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yep.
Because why not? I don't know how to feel about the characters, but I'm still really keen to play it because I imagine I'll fall in love with them after 10 minutes because the people that make Life is Strange know how to make me fall in love with the character.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, they don't seem like whiny. Like, they could have made it much whinier. And like,
but I mean, it's how quick look at.
Yeah, I know.
At this universe,
the little brother might be whiny because you don't hear much of him.
And the older brother might be teenage angsty.
Probably is. Anyway. It comes out September 27th, episode 1. It comes out on PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. And that's pretty soon. So,
and they, I'm assuming, gave no inclination as to when the other episodes
not at all.
Might be getting released.
Not that I could see. And why would they?
Because I want to know.
We all want to know, but they will keep that under wraps. So more GamesCon. World War 3.
Uh-huh.
Not like the actual World War 3, a game called World War 3.
What do you mean the actual World War 3?
Like, as we're recording this, there's not a bomber flying over our house.
Yeah, there is no World War 3. There's no actual World War 3.
Well, maybe we're reporting on it live in...
the past, from before it happened.
No, like, it could be happening, like, it could have started right, like, today. And that's what we decided to start going into that content.
Wow, well, that...
it'd be weird content.
News to me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just clarifying in case people thought that, not that they ever would. It is a, from what you can gather by the name, a World War Army action FPS game, I would call it.
Based in the Jurassic era.
Not based, it's based very modern. So, watching the trailer... I felt it felt like a updated graphics or graphically updated version of one of the older Battlefield games.
Right.
So it's got lots of destruction.
There's tanks.
There's tanks. I think from like, because it looked like it was multiplayer. I don't know if there's going to be a story or not, but there was a lot of people in the servers. Now, I don't know, because they do this sometimes in trailers.
They get everyone in.
Yeah, in the match, everyone goes to kind of the same spot to make it look really crowded. But like when you play an actual match, it's a lot more diversed out.
Yeah.
I know some trailers have done that.
Who's to say?
Basically, never trust a trailer.
Ever.
And don't even trust gameplay videos unless it's by someone not from, like, the company.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Maybe I'll bring it up when we bring up the game.
All right. Awesome. It's coming. Game, yeah, like- PC, fall 2018, which is September to October, November. And they announced early access soon. That early access might be the fall 2018. It wasn't clear.
Oh, yeah, it could be, hey.
Because, it's hard to know when they, release in a three-month period. Like, is the early access at the start and then it releases at the end? Is the early access that release and then it releases later next year? Or, like...
It's all confusing. We need a standard.
I would love a standard, but we're not getting one. They all have their different views of marketing. Mountain Blade 2, Bannerlord. So I've been waiting for this for a long time, since they announced it. And because I played a lot of Mountain Blade 1.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yes.
And it's really fun. And as I was saying to Caitlin before this, actually, because we've just been struggling through some Kingdom Come.
Yep.
It's kind of like a sandboxy Kingdom Come without the dedicated story and more about what I think Kingdom Come tries to do, like build yourself up from scratch, but
build actually your reputation, build your character.
Yeah, it's more sandboxy, but it's like a sandbox with a point, and you can actually kind of create your own story, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So from what I've told you about it, Caitlin, and what you've seen in Mountain Blade 2, what are your opinions of wanting to play it? Because you've never played a Mountain Blade game, have you?
No.
Okay, so hit me.
Yeah, I do want to try it.
I didn't say this to you, but if you played this as a girl, like a girl character, it was much easier to... Marry like a really rich noble because being a girl was just easier.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny actually. Like some people would just play as a girl to make the game easier.
Yeah. Well, like that's how they did things. Like they used women to secure
land and things like that.
And marriages and partnerships.
Alliances.
Like, yeah. And it's just. How it was, like, you'd marry this fat old, prince, king, whoever.
So Robert Baratheon from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Yep.
And just to get the power sort of thing. And, of course, like, he'd be keen for it if you're a pretty little girl.
Yeah. What a weird time.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's like some people still treat life like that.
Yeah.
Girls and guys, like let's be honest, because there are girls that seek that, there are guys that seek that, and it confuses me. But it's not for me. No release date yet. Coming out for PC. I imagine it'll come out for Xbox and PlayStation 4. If they have not already announced it, they will announce it when they announce the release date. I think they're just playing it safe.
Yeah.
But it's the perfect game for those consoles. Or just everything.
Yes. So what I was going to say before.
Yep.
Was about not trusting the gameplay and whatnot.
Yep.
In this trailer for the Mountain Blade.
It is very much a gameplay trailer. Yep.
Yes. It seems genuine because they haven't made the combat look completely fluid and like. Professional, I guess.
Yes. I will also point this out for the trailer. It looks like a more detailed, more graphically modern version of the first one.
Yeah.
So, like, anyone who's played the first one will be like, oh, they've made it the same and that's exactly what I wanted. Or, like, they've made it the same.
Or they'd be like, oh, they made it the same.
Well, no, I think it'd be more like they've made it the same but improved the parts that probably needed improving. So, Like, so you get a bit of trust in that case, but
yeah,
when it's like the World War III game, you just don't know sometimes.
Yes.
So is there anything else you want to talk about for Mount & Blade?
No, that was it. Just the gameplay, how they made it look actually real, like it will probably be when you're playing it, rather than like some professional guy who, you know, aims perfectly and doesn't have to like walk around.
I remember the first time I used bows in that game, because it's very much a game that it doesn't matter how good you are at aiming with a bow. The first time you pick up time you pick up a bow,
yeah,
no matter how perfect your aim is, it's going to the left or right.
So, because of the lack of skill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with that in this type of game, because it's about building up your character. It's not about...
You shouldn't be able to walk in as like a newbie.
Yeah, you're not some peasant that's just like, I am the best bowman alive.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, your character is a newbie. Like, you may be great at, you know, at aiming in games, but that doesn't mean your character is.
Yeah. So for a game like this, or a single player sandbox story thing that you're building it up, I like that system. I don't like that system for multiplayer games where there's very little progression. Mm-hmm. They only put progression in it so the people feel like coming back and leveling themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
Really think it's misplaced in those things.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So I guess that's all for Mount & Blade 2. The Sinking City. That was another trailer we saw.
Yeah, that was a thing we saw.
That was, it's a Cthulhu-inspired investigation horror game, I guess you would call it. Lots of effed up shit happening in the trailer.
Yeah, very H.P. Lovecraft.
So I think it's going to be fun to play. Though, the cinematic trailer that they released at Gamescom, I reckon that's nothing what the game's going to look like based on some of the earlier trailers that we've seen.
So do you mean that the one that we just watched?
Yep.
It's not going to be like that.
Like, it might behave like that, but I reckon they did some visual editing to make it look shinier.
So potentially maybe cutscenes will look like that?
Maybe.
And gameplay will look a little bit.
I still think it's going to be a great experience.
So I hope it's the opposite, and it's what we were saying when you showed me that other trailer of him shaving with the tentacles.
Yep, and that was like a lower version because it
yeah, was and you're, earlier. And it's a case of they've had more time, they've polished stuff up.
I won't get my expectations high. I'm happy for them to prove me wrong.
Yeah.
So we'll go with that. You were saying, because you like things like Fallout, and what was the other game you were talking about?
Bioshock.
And Bioshock, because it's got like the old-timey feel and stuff?
Yeah, it's got classic, like, the old-school music of, you know, like the...
I'd say 50s. I don't know.
No,
anything before the 70s to me is
like
the same.
20s, 30s, 40s, that kind of style era. I know those are like three very different decades musically, but
are they like?
Yeah.
I need to. I think I need to do some music research.
Yeah, because I'm not super. I'm like I can't remember if it's the 30s or the 20s. Or even the 40s or so, like there's like a decade that was mostly dedicated to jazz, like another one that was mostly dedicated to something else. And so, yeah, but it was like old school record type music.
So they have a record player and it's because like the whole, it's a sinking city kind of thing. It's being played with a shell instead of a normal horn thing.
Yeah, the gramophone.
The gramophone? Yeah, it looks hilarious.
The shell is the gramophone. Yeah. So, I just really... Those kinds of games that have, like... I mean, maybe not so much with Sinking City, but a little bit more of a modern feel to it, but still have that old-school soundtrack.
Yep.
And particularly in Bioshock as well, they had, like, old-timey... like posters and stuff around as well, like you would see back in those. Because essentially, oh, well, I'm not going to tell you too much about Bioshock because I want you to
play it,
experience it. But
it reminds me of Vampyr when they have got all the old army posters and yes. They're like, we want you.
Yeah, So it's like that, but then there's like modern stuff in it as well, and it's just like, it's like a crazy juxtaposition.
Yep. So you're looking forward to it, I take it.
I am.
Okay, so
I'm scared that it might be a little bit too scary for me.
Yeah, if you haven't, check out our Resident Evil.
Don't.
Let's play. Caitlin screams in it a lot.
It was a scary thing.
It was mostly, actually, while it did have some haunting feelings to Resident Evil 7, it wasn't as scary as some of the earlier ones to me, but it had a lot of jump scares.
Yeah.
But I would have preferred it to kind of give me more of a sense of dread.
Yeah, just like a constant threat level sort of thing. I kind of felt that, but that was more of a me thing than a...
Maybe I'm just not as scared of games, those types of games anymore, and that makes me upset. Hmm. Because if... Like,
I must explore this.
I must explore this. Well, but like if I've just gotten used to that and I don't feel that anymore because I know, I guess in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is just a game and it's programmed to do this to me.
Yeah, like it's a programmed event. It's timed. It will happen.
Because like sometimes a jump scare will get me, but I'll instantly be back to feeling like, okay, that's done. I'm going to shoot this thing in the face.
Yeah, no, for me it's like unease. And especially because there's like the feeling of, is there going to be a jump scare?
Yeah, anxiousness really gets you, doesn't it?
Yep.
See, for me...
Like this is the perfect time for something to jump out. Is it going to? And then it doesn't. And then you think you've passed it and it happens. And
I'd need a horror game where you had people that, like... Maybe there was things that you had to do in a certain time for them to survive. And you had to make... There's, like, choices you need to make.
Well, see, that's not horror. That's stress.
Oh,
you're talking about stress, not horror.
Yep, I am. Well, my personal feelings for the matter we'll discuss later. Let's move on.
I think you just don't get scared by video games.
Makes me so upset. Because obviously when I was younger I did.
Yeah, but why does it make you upset? You hate horror games.
Because, like, they all feel the same to me, and I think it's because they don't scare me.
Maybe not. I think you just don't like the... you don't, for a fact, like the horror genre.
Well, I like Resident Evil, and I like Silent Hill. Silent Hill was creepy. Although...
Yeah, that's creepy. I think you appreciate creepy more than horror.
I appreciate creepy more than horror. Really hate little girls in horror creepy games.
Little girls with long black hair and white long dresses. Nightgowns.
No, it's got to be like the school dress kind of thing, not the nightgown.
Oh, so not like The Ring?
No, that's still creepy, but like... When they're obviously dressed to be going out, but they've, like, died at, like, the age of 9, and they're just forever wearing the clothes that they wore.
She died on her way out. She was going out to dinner. Not ready for bed. Apparently ready for bed is just, like, not scary. But if she was on her way out...
Shut up.
That's petrifying, apparently.
You know how, like, you see, like, a girl skipping in, like...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that... Because there's that in Silent Hill. I want to replay the Silent Hill games. Anyway, moving forward.
Just small children are scary, in general. Really, well, dead or alive.
No, small... Like, what's that movie with the small boy and it's got Sarah Michelle Gellar in it? That's less creepy. I don't know why girls creep me out more than guys. I think...
Oh, you're The Omen?
No, is it The Omen? I thought it was
not
like,
The Omen.
Is it like another ring? No,
The Other Ring. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
No,
I know it. Blah 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 blah.
Now we.
It's where she has like she's looking after that little boy, and then he
goes weird.
Goes funky.
Yes. So. I think it's the long hair that really does it because it really like hides a lot of their.
You like long hair?
Yeah, go figure.
Are but you I think just that's... some weirdo.
I could be. I'm having a drink.
What does she like? Come on, where
so
was?
So keep
she...
talking.
Okay, so definitely wasn't Cruel Intentions. Are you sure it was Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Yep. 100% sure. But that's
The Grudge.
The Grudge, there you go.
That's the exactly movie.
That's the one. So
Oh yeah, see this. Hang on, see if I can get the photo up bigger.
Okay.
That's not your kind of thing.
Yeah, no, thank you. Eyes scare me. Anyway.
It's the Grudge cover, by the way.
Yeah. Speaking of movies, World War Z, which was like a Brad Pitt movie in 2013, they're making it into a game. I don't know if I'm going to play it. It is mostly just a really impressive...
I doubt I will.
Yeah, so it's impressive from the fact of, like, the amount of entities or zombies they have, like, using horde mechanics and and the horde working together, kind of like hive-mindy style. I like the overwhelming feeling of zombie games when they have, like, kind of like Dead Rising, when, like, everyone in the shopping mall is like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like it if you could eventually just wipe out every zombie in the mall. Like, there is actually a limited amount.
Yes.
But, like, it's so overwhelming that no one bothers to do it, but there's, like, an achievement, and that one dude that likes achievement.
Yeah,
there is a
way to do it, yeah.
That would be weird. So...
But yeah, I probably won't.
It has advanced gore mechanics, apparently.
Ooh.
I hate those advertising points.
What, that gore is a selling point? Or
just like when they say, like, you know, realistic bow maneuvers or like
bow maneuver.
Advanced gore or like really detailed guns. I'm like, that's not why anyone's playing this. Gore is probably more of one than the others, but
oh my god. Bow maneuvers. Not just bows, but just the way you maneuver them. It's very realistic.
Yeah. Hey, that could be a thing for a virtual reality game.
Sure.
Shush. So, yeah, mostly I'm really impressed with the AI. I might play it because of that. But And it did look like it might be co-op, so it might be fun to do that.
Yeah, maybe if it was co-op.
Because it is less about being scary and more about just kicking ass.
Yeah, and if everybody was playing it and...
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff to get through. Let's do some industry stuff. So, Steam TV. With the TI, Steam accidentally released their public version of Steam.tv. And I think they've just kept it up. They're just like...
How do you know it was accidentally?
They reported on it saying, yep, this wasn't meant to happen.
Shit. Someone's getting fired.
Well, I think it's been positively received, so maybe they're not.
Still.
So, someone's getting a talking to.
Like, if they weren't ready to release it, there's issues. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can get
like,
that.
It probably hasn't been fully tested.
Or maybe it has, knowing Steam and how long they take to release things. Things I like about it. It looked very minimalist. And there was just no clutter on it, probably because it's not finished.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there was the chat, there was the video, there was the seek bar, and that was about it. From what I can, what I've read, it's going to be that you can stream your games directly from Steam, and they will integrate with some Steam games. Like, the Dota stream I was watching had points in the seek bar, so, like you would watching a YouTube video, but it's live, so it's a mixture between YouTube and Twitch. But you could go back to when a team fight was, and it actually highlighted on the bar for you, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
I think that's a feature.
How do they determine, like, what sort of algorithm or whatever?
Well, is Dota, that using? Like, because they've got all the insight stuff for when you're doing like watching a replay and stuff, and it'll actually show you where that. So they've just learned about how the game, what looks like a team fight from data.
Mm.
So they probably just do a lot of that. So I think it's a really good move for them. I think it would be nice to give Twitch more competition, because I'm not a fan of Twitch. The fact that, like, I can't watch a lot of my friends' streams because our internet's not the best. And they don't give everyone quality controls. So if they're streaming at high def, I can't watch it because all I can see is stuttering.
Mm.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Twitch, funnily enough, also announced that they are taking, if you have Twitch Prime, like I do, so I don't have to watch ads because it's pretty cheap to get Twitch Prime.
How much is Twitch Prime?
It was like $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a free sub to one person a month. So I was just like, I can support someone and not get ads. Like that's, I enjoy that. Whereas cool. with YouTube, you have to pay and you can't support anyone. Like if I was to support someone I watch on YouTube by paying for my, what is it? YouTube Pro? I can't remember.
It used to be Red. Now it's.
Whatever. YouTube Premium, I think it's called.
Yeah, something like that.
Like if I could support one channel by doing that, I would likely, I'd be more likely to do it. Anyway.
That's true.
Point of this. Twitch is bringing back ads for paid users. If mm-hmm. you are subscribed to a channel, the channel will not have ads. But in general, all other channels will. They are bringing this in on the September 14th.
Oh, what?
What?
The... Okay.
So if you pay for Twitch Prime, you will start seeing ads again as That's of September bullshit. 14th. Also...
Is it bullshit?
Actually, I don't know about this.
I feel like it's bullshit, but you don't seem as outraged as I thought you would be.
Let me finish the rest of it, okay. And then I'll be outraged after.
All right.
So also, if you had Twitch Prime, you could get 20% discount on selected things. It has now become $10 credit on selected pre-orders. That is just, like, that's 20% on a $60 game is already... more than the $10. So, like, most games that you would pre-order, you're getting less, and it's only for pre-orders, and it's annoying. So, back to my outrage. Mm. I kind of get it. It wasn't much. Like, YouTube's one is, like, $10 or $15, isn't it?
I don't know.
I thought you would know more than me.
I think probably it's US $10.
Yeah, maybe. Well, this is US $5.
Like, yeah, I think.
Like, I don't pretend that I pay for anything in AUD that's on the internet.
I'm not. Yeah, because I did like the 3-month trial or whatever and then cancelled it. So. Yeah.
So you can upgrade it to the Twitch Turbo or whatever they're calling it, which is $9.99, where I think then you get the ads taken back.
Oh, so they just want more money.
I think they realized they were, for $5 a month, they're probably losing more money because the point of Twitch is people watch for hours at a time, like more, like some people watch YouTube and videos for hours at a time, but when you're watching one stream that's just going for like four to six hours when a streamer does that, they're getting a lot of potential ad revenue.
Mm.
So I guess yes. The point is, if you're going to watch one person stream for 4 hours, you should subscribe to them so you don't get your stream of them interrupted.
That's one way to look at it.
Because that's how you're going to have to do that. So what game were we up to?
We did World War Z.
What was it? Anno 1800. This, I like the Anno games. I think Caitlin's got one. Bought on Steam, apparently, she was saying.
I think it's in a bundle, and I also have one of the Tropico games with it as well, which we'll talk about later.
Yes. PC, early access soon. It, from what mechanically, looks the same as the others, and I like those mechanics. They'll probably have a bit more to do, as any series does. Each game adds, like, something new. So Eventually, the game becomes so overburdened that an actual new player to the series is just like, there's a lot to do here and I don't feel like playing.
Yes.
I imagine they'll have stuff to ease people in. It looks mostly a massive graphical improvement. That's all I can really say without playing it, because it was more of a, it was very a loose overview trailer, I would call it.
Yeah, that wasn't too much.
I hate this whole early access soon for these AAA games because, like, I don't...
Want early access.
I don't want early access, right? I don't want the game to be ruined for me. Like, if I run into a bug that breaks a save or something, I'll probably be demoralized from playing that game at all.
Yeah.
Especially if I lose heaps of progress.
It's the idea of, I think, seeing a little bit too far behind the curtain in like the development of the game.
It'd be like if you got to watch half a movie before the movie came out and you had to wait for the rest.
Or you watched that movie before they like refined their special effects. And then it's like, oh, all of this is improving. I was like, yeah, but I've seen it when it was shit.
That's true.
And I think of it like it's shit. Like, that's what I associate
with it. My other point to this, because I gotta play devil's advocate.
Boo.
A game like this that you can play in sandbox with no story, it may not matter that you will need to play it again, because you're probably going to play multiple saves anyway. Like with RimWorld, I played that in early access because the whole point is your colony eventually dies.
Hmm.
Unless you're really good at the game, which I'm not.
Mine's going to live forever.
If I save it and never go back to it, they live forever, right? So there's that side of the coin.
Yes, I guess so. But I'm talking more about the polish of the game.
Yes, that's fair.
Seeing it unpolished.
You definitely want to see it polished.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I like RimWorld, actually, because it's graphically where it is. And it's adding mechanical features as it gets to 1.0. So yeah, that's something to think of. Going on, Breach. It's made by ex-BioWare devs. It's been in development since 2015, and it has lots of classes. The Necromancer looks alright.
Of course.
I like Necromancers. It's, to me, I don't know if they've showed it a bit too early, but it looked a bit dated.
Yes.
Like, it looked like what I'd expect from a 2015, 2014, maybe even a bit earlier game. Like, because it's going to be like a multiplayer action RPG. And I hope it's good.
Yeah.
The idea of it actually seems pretty cool. But I don't know if I can get over the graphics for, you know, apparently AAA devs who have gone on to make their own thing. That being said, it could be like four of them and they've done actually a great job for four people. I don't actually know the context.
Yeah. You're just shitting all over these four people.
They've definitely, I think they've definitely gone into a great idea, but I just need to know more.
You want them to polish it up a bit?
Yeah, so they have early access coming soon as well, because everyone's got early access coming soon. It's almost like GamesCon happened. And everyone's announcing their stuff and saying, hey, we've got this thing coming up soon.
Yeah, don't forget about it.
Yep.
It's definitely coming.
So, more early access stuff. Actually, I don't know if this is early access. I think it's just releasing later. Re-Legion.
Mm-hmm.
It is a RTS game where you start a cult and try and go through it like that. I am not sure if it's more RTS skirmishes, like a traditional RTS game, or more of a story in a bigger world.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting part of it, you don't recruit units a normal way. You do it by converting, like, civilians and stuff like that.
Interesting.
So I think that for a cult RTS game, like, that's, one, how you have to do it, but two, I don't know if there's, like, a game that's been like that before. Like, there's in most RTSs, you can take over another unit, but you have to use, like, another special unit, and it's not really the point of the game.
Yeah.
It's more of just I got, like, your big special unit, and then you destroyed it straight away, so you had to destroy your own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas this, the whole point is, like, you gain followers and stuff.
Yes.
The trailer, however, looked really, how would you call it?
Depends on where you're going with this.
Kind of amateur, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was just...
It did look a bit...
They just had lots of keywords that came up every 10 seconds, like, you know, build, convert,
Necromancer.
Followers. Yeah, that Breach did that kind of same thing.
Yeah.
But that kind of works because they were doing each of the different classes, which makes sense in that context. Whereas this was just, these are the game features, and in between it did very generic gameplay that added kind of no context to what it was saying.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, with the Breach trailer, it was Necromancer.
It had, like, average-ish gameplay, but the music was way more epic for what was happening than...
Yes, that is a typical thing that I see sometimes.
Where it's like, they're just walking around, like, kind of hitting stuff. It's not a big battle sort of thing.
Yes, it was kind of that. Though there was a few shots where there was heaps of followers. I don't know if you, that means you're at, back at your base, because there was kind of the look of like there's a base.
Yeah.
So it's
hard to say.
I need to play it. Need to find out more. It looks interesting enough for me to play. The concept is definitely interesting enough for me to play.
Yeah.
So
I might need a little bit more polish myself.
Yeah.
For it to be worthwhile for me. But anyway.
Fair enough. I'm going to give it a go. It's Q3 2018. So Q3 ends very soon. So they haven't got they may miss that. It's on PC.
I think someone forgot to update that text.
Yeah. Well, it could be coming out. Like, it could actually, they release it next week. Mm. I don't know.
Hope not, because it didn't look super finished.
Yeah, we'll see. Tropico 6. Speaking of Tropico that Caitlin has.
Yeah.
Now, I've got Tropico 4 and 5. 5 to me was 4 with a few added features, whereas Tropico 6 looks like a completely new revamped visual style.
Mm-hmm.
They've added a lot more to customizing your town. There's like more to do with assassinations and looting and like essentially running your own like illegal state like you do as El Presidente.
El Capitan.
Yes, El Capitan. So in this game, in Democracy, I always get killed by religious people or assassinated by religious people.
Shocking.
Because I always try and, like, cut them down to, like, I try and do it, like, just make them a little happy so they don't assassinate me, but I always take it too far.
Yeah, no, you are not one for the religious
folk. I'm not a fan of the Jesus. It is what it is. So it looks to be there's a much more emphasis on customization, and it kind of showed in the trailer what am I trying to explain? Like, you know how in City Skylines they can go down to the individual person and, yeah, like, name them and stuff? It has a lot more of that.
Micromanagement?
Yeah, I like that, but at the same time, like, in City Skylines, there's no micromanagement. You can just find out about the person.
Yeah.
Which is cool twice, and then you're like, all right, I'm going to go back to managing my city for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I've got stuff to do.
Like, it offers no benefit.
Yeah.
To me, really. Because in City Skylines, for example, you have traffic problems. And you could see the route one person takes. But that actually doesn't statistically give you much information about your city. Because they could take a weird route to their work.
Yeah.
Because you can just get the overlay and say, this road is busy, and you'll change that road. So, yes.
Yeah.
I like the idea that you can do it, but I think they need to add more to make
purpose
it
for it, yeah, to be used.
Because someone spent time on that. What could they have done if they weren't spending time on that kind of thing? It is what it is.
Yep.
Tropico 6, however, because it's more of a smaller game, the population's smaller, meaning maybe each of these people actually have more of a purpose. Like, because we saw a woman getting assassinated and she was one of your competitors. So that's a purpose.
Yes.
So I like that. It's
possibly, yeah.
Would you play this, Caitlin?
I'd probably give it a shot.
If it was $70, would you play this?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. That's the problem with new games. I'd love to play them, but like...
You don't... Like, for $70, you want to be the next...
I don't make $70 a week... Or $70 game a week money.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
Like, I don't make buying a $70 game a week type of money. I'm not that loaded.
Yes.
Because that's a, like, I make a, maybe I can buy a $20 game on Steam once a week kind of money.
Yeah.
And not feel like super bad. Not feel like I just wasted my money and I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't think there's much more to say. It looks really pretty. The music's good. It seems to have the same comedic overtones.
Uh-huh.
They know their formula. It works. I enjoy the game. I'm looking forward to it, to be honest.
Good for them.
Yeah, so we'll go on to, wow, the city builders and tycoons are really coming out, actually. Mega Aquarium?
Yeah.
It's hard. Do I pronounce the mega or the aquarium?
Mega Aquarium.
Mega, yeah, okay, you've done it. Shut up. You explain this one.
Well, it's an aquarium tycoon game, basically.
That it is.
There's not much more to say about it.
Well, when did it come out? Tell me some stuff about it.
September 13, apparently.
Hell yeah.
So.
On the PC.
Yeah. PC. Didn't look super.
It looked very cartoon cutish, yeah. Like a lot of the.
Didn't look very, like.
Cutting edge.
What do I want to say? In depth, like.
No, it did not. It very much looked like something you could manage on a mobile game kind of style. Yes. That being said.
I actually thought it was a mobile game when.
Yeah, fair enough.
You loaded up the
trailer. Maybe it is. But it
well,
says,
it's nah, says PC.
It says PC. It did have, like, you know, customize all your tanks, put the decorations in it, manage your staff, all this, all that tycoon-y stuff. Though, again,
yeah, but
as Caitlin said, it didn't look deep. Like, it looked like you hire someone to do some cleaning and that's it.
Yeah, you hire a cleaner.
Yeah.
You hire, you know, a tour guide.
As always, I'll appreciate new content, though. Like, because it's not. I don't think someone's done an aquarium one before. And for that niche that wants aquarium tycoons.
I'm pretty sure that there are.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
But I don't know.
It actually, speaking of mobile games, Game of Thrones just got licensed for one of those browser war games.
Okay.
You know how like they have on Facebook, like Clash of Clans and stuff?
No.
So, you know how people play those games on Facebook where they get an army and...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so Game of Thrones has been licensed for something like that, where you kind of build up your allegiances and you talk to people from the series. I was looking at it, I'm like, wow, whoever decided to sell this license to them is like, you are ruining this IP for me.
Yeah.
But they're going to make so much money.
Yeah.
Like, it annoys me that, because, like, to me, I'm like, you're ruining that IP, but there's going to be so many people that like that kind of
they
thing.
They give you the money.
So, this outrages me more than the Twitch thing.
Wow.
it's people that put money into that kind of stuff that ruin IPs for someone like me who really appreciates the IP.
Yeah.
I understand that I'm the minority.
Appreciates it so much that you haven't read the books.
I don't read any books ever.
I know.
Let's not go into it. Speaking of RPGs and stuff that I appreciate, Waylanders. It is a game. It's coming in early 2020. We finally found out about what Mike Laidlaw. He is the a writer or a storyteller or whatever you want to call them from Valve. Mm. He worked on the Half-Lives and things like that.
Yes.
And people have been wondering what he's been doing. And then he announced this. Caitlin, you can talk about the art style.
It didn't look super great.
I think it did. But
it just looked too simplistic for the things that they wanted to achieve with the game.
So it has a kind of epic feel to it. The story definitely looks like they've crafted it really well, in my opinion, and the combat and the party mechanics and the diverse kind of way of combat and joining your party up to do special moves and charges and stuff.
Yep.
Definitely all looked good.
Yeah. But it needed more detail. It was too cartoony.
So, yes, it is cartoony. I do like it that way. I understand that it's different and not everyone will like it.
Yep.
But it is good to see a game like that. I think it said they're taking, like, inspiration from, like, Zelda and Dragon Age and things like that. So you kind of switch between two timelines, kind of like you would with Zelda, and you have a different party in both and different factions in both. And they did not reveal at all how they link up for probably obvious reasons. They want to keep that under wraps. But it is... I'm kind of looking forward to it. It looked really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I like good RPGs like
that. I like
that.
The idea of it.
Yeah. It's 2020, Caitlin. Like, graphics could change heaps by then. Maybe they do have, like, plans for better graphics.
That's true.
They just haven't got them in yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like, that's a wild way.
Hey, if it updates and, you know, and I prefer the art style,
You're down?
Yeah, I'm down.
Fair enough. So, I think that's our content from this week. I can't think of what else. We played Monster Hunter and it made me sad.
Mm.
I talked about this last week, but now that you're here, you can Well, I really liked it. It just was a, it was difficult to get into with all the network and multiplayer issues.
It was a disappointing experience.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's put it like that.
So we've been playing that. I've been playing. Oh, we've kind of just been watching and playing Dota 2 a lot because of the international, really.
TI.
That's how those things go.
And that's what our week will consist of.
That's what our week this week will consist of. Yeah. I'll also be working on Project Ruby, which I'm happy that it is kind of getting to a point where I can start making quests and actual content, not just the stuff that needs to be made to do that.
Yes.
It's a nice kind of point in the project.
Yes, that would be a good milestone to reach.
Well, a good milestone was when I got enemies working, because, like, this is kind of my first project where I've done AI. Like, it's always been someone else doing AI in any other project I've done. It was rewarding. I will say it was rewarding to have, like, the enemy chase my character and hit me, and I could hit him back, and we could both kill each other.
And I've made an enemy for life.
And I can keep resetting him and delete him. It's, yeah, not impressive at all, but we stream it. We have not been streaming on Mondays, though, which we need to get back into. So if you want to catch us, we are on, we try and stream on Mondays to play Darksiders currently.
Yeah,
right. I stream Game Dev Wednesdays. And each day we play some games. Or well, we have a video come up on Keskast, our YouTube channel. You can find us on Keskast on YouTube, or Keskast.com, or Keskast on Twitch, or Keskast on Twitter. Keskast anywhere. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Caitlin, or add?
No.
No.
I think we got it.
I think we covered it.
Wrap it up.
I am wrapping it up. I will say one more thing.
What?
The TI, or the international being in Canada, they had almost zero problems with
getting people
immigration.
There. Yeah.
Which just like
except showed. For that one thing.
Okay, so there was that one guy, but he did something in Canada that was his own fault. It wasn't like a country's bad immigration laws.
Yes, absolutely.
Fault. So I don't count that. It just says a lot for
a country.
Well, how America's probably not the place to host
anything.
International esports or sports. It doesn't help that esports don't get the same leniences that traditional sports do yet for immigration, because you can get a sports pass or a sports visa or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't, there's a name for it. Athlete's visa, I think it is.
Mm.
But you can't get that for that, and that has more leniences.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that is all I wanted to bring up. Thanks you for tuning in. We'll be back next week, probably with more Gamescom footage. NVIDIA brought out some new graphics card this week as well. We're not going to talk on that. You can find that on the internet, but it is interesting. Because Gamescom only started today, I think, or yesterday. So we've got a lot more of that to cover next week. Yep. And, thank you again. That intro was brought to us by lovely Ed Hund at Thunderplaws, and check out his music. All right, bye.